beautiful days in a row, and spring is definitely here. And you know, a while back I wrote a song about springtime and called Revival in the Air, and you can just see the creation waking up. You can see the flowers starting to bloom, and we hear about revivals going on that will be starting up soon, and springtime. And amen, this is a time where things come alive and where things, amen, are reborn, so to speak. And, and I tell you what, it would do my heart good to be able to see each one of us here just leave the past in the past. Amen. And just like Brother Jerry said, just move forward. Amen. To be able to see the church grow, the church explode, as it were, spiritually. Amen. I don't know about you, but I can remember those days way back when, when you couldn't be able to go in the church house without being able to feel the Spirit of the Lord, being able to feel His presence all around. And I like it when I can get in the midst of a service like that. Amen. We had a prayer meeting the other night. We've been going on for about 4 years or so. Amen. And the Spirit of the Lord was heavy. Just about eight of us was there. That's all that could make it. Amen. The Lord knows what was going on. But I tell you what, the Lord just got all over me, and the Spirit of the Lord began to move. Amen. I couldn't hold it in no longer. Began to preach. Amen. And my throat got sore, and I started preaching so hard. Amen. I started growling. Amen. And my voice and my soul, amen, was overwhelmed with the Spirit of the Lord. How this old body couldn't handle it. Amen. I tell you what, I love it when the Lord moves like that. And I don't know about you, but that puts a fire in my bones. It makes me want to feel the Lord continue. Hey, when you feel the Lord in you, hey, it's something you don't want to let go of. It's something you don't want to lose. It's something that you want to keep the fire good and stoked up with. Amen. And I'll tell you what, that's what we need here in the church today. Don't let God die in your life. Amen. Continue to stir it up.
That's right.
Amen.
Peter said, I'll stir your mind up by way of remembrance. Hey, and that's what the Lord has put on my heart tonight. Hey, if you got your Bibles, turn over there. We're going to get right on into the reading. The Lord be our helper. Psalm chapter 77. Praise the Lord. Amen. You feel like shouting? Go ahead and shout. Amen. You feel like lifting your hand? Go ahead and lift your hand. We say sometimes we go around church and we say, take the brakes off. Amen. Cut the brake line and just let the Lord move. Let the Lord lead, have His way tonight. Hey, I don't know about you, but everybody else will get a lot more out of the service. And you'll feel better when you go home tonight if you just praise the Lord like He put it on you to praise Him. Amen. 77th Psalm. Verse 7, we're going to read a few verses of Scripture here. The Bible says, this, by the way, is a psalm of Asaph, not of David, but of Asaph. It was one of David's chief musicians. Amen. Asaph here, it says in Psalm 77, verse 7, will the Lord cast off forever, and will He be favorable no more? Is His mercy clean gone forever? Does His promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath He in anger shut up His tender mercies, Selah? And I said, amen, this is the point where the psalmist comes to himself.
Well, that's more.
Just like the prodigal son, he came to himself. Yeah, he says, and I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High.
Yeah.
I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old.
Amen.
I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who so great a God is our God? Thou art the God that doeth wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people.
Yeah, amen.
Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph, Selah.
Bless them all.
Water saw thee, God, the water saw thee. They were afraid, and the depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water, the sky sent a sound, thine arrows went out abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in the heaven, the lightnings lightened the world, the earth trembled and shook. Thy way is in the sea, and thy path in the great waters. Thy footsteps are not known. Thou ledest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Those few verses preceding that talks about the waters being afraid to be in trouble. And then the more I read that, the more I realized that probably sounds like to me an account of the Red Sea being parted. Amen. How wondrous a sight that was. Amen. The waters saw God and they were afraid and they trembled.
Yeah.
They fled on one side and the other, and the children of Israel walked straight through on dry ground. Amen. There's a thought in my heart tonight that I can't get away from, and that is remember. Amen. The Bible says in that verse 11 there, I will remember the works of the Lord. I will remember thy wonders of old. Seems like the church world today, amen, there's so much stuff going on in the world. Amen, they got their eyes on the world. Amen, and they ain't looking into the Word. Amen, instead of the Word like they're supposed to be. Have they got their eyes fixed on the world? What's going on in Russia? What's going on in Syria? Amen, what's going on even in the United States? Amen, and people have forgotten who God is, who He's always been, who will always be. Amen.
The
Bible said Jesus Christ today, yesterday and forever.
Amen.
God says, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Amen. The fact of the matter is, people have forgotten. Amen. Where God has brought them from.
That's right. Amen.
You know, it's just like every new device that comes out. Version 2.0 or version 7.0 or whatever the next version of something is. I always think of the iPhone. iPhone comes out, they'll have a 4, they'll have a 5, they'll have a 6, now they've got to get a 7 on the way. They're just going to keep going as much as they can get. Amen. People are never satisfied. They always want something new. Well, the other side of that, the flip side of the coin is, amen, whenever news breaks, there's not enough news to consume. They go to the next piece of news and the next piece of news. Before you know it, they're overwhelmed by the cares of this world. They've left God way back there somewhere. I don't know where He is. Haven't talked to Him in a week. Amen. Instead of looking in the Word of God, they'll look in the newspapers. They'll look on TV for their answer. I was listening to a message on the way down here that was talking about where I would look unto the Lord, from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Our help doesn't come out of Washington. I don't care how much money they set aside for the military. Our help does not come from Washington, D.C.
It doesn't
come from the military. Amen. If you got your Bible, let me just show you something a minute. Over here back in a few chapters back in Psalm 44. Amen. I'll be reading there and listen to what it says. Psalm 44, verse 1. We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days, in the time of old. How thou didst drive out the heathen with thine hand, and plantest them, and how thou didst afflict the people and cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand, and thine arm, and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them. Thou art my King, O God, command deliverances for Jacob. Through thee we will push down our enemies. Through thy name we will tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hated us. Amen. If there's anything I'm going to save America today, it won't be the president. It won't be the military. Amen. It will be God Almighty. Amen. There's a verse of scripture that says some put their trust in chariots. Amen. Some put their trust in the arm of the man. But we'll put our trust in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord is still in control. Amen. Everything now is just coming together. Amen. It's almost like you can see the fig tree. Amen. The Bible, in the Bible, the fig tree, Israel is a picture of the fig tree. And amen, I begin to think about how this is kind of like the fig tree starting to bloom. World events are starting to happen. Things are starting to come to pass. Amen. It won't be too long before we see somebody else step out on the scene claiming to be God. Amen. That man we know as the Antichrist. Amen. It's coming, friend. Amen. No matter what you think, the Bible talks about it. Amen. We're seeing knowledge increase like the Bible said in Daniel. Amen. Every 4 months or so, it doubles. Amen. Knowledge just keeps coming. Amen. I've been watching some things about how they talked about things called gene splicing, where they're trying to, amen, create babies and fetuses, amen, that have a certain eye color, amen, that don't have any problems, deficiencies mentally or health-wise. Hey, they're trying to play God, amen, in this role.
Yeah.
Amen, they've been cloning different animals for years, and now they're trying to, amen, I think they call them not mail-order babies, but special-order babies, where you can decide if you want a boy or a girl, or you want a blue eyes or brown eyes, light-colored hair, dark-colored hair, and they'll go inside there and they'll edit the genes and the cells for a baby to come out perfectly, yeah, just the way you want it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're messing with things that God is in charge of, control over.
Yeah, that's right.
And every time I hear something like this, I go back to Genesis, I believe it's chapter 6, maybe it's chapter 11, where it talks about the Tower of Babel.
Yeah.
Talks about the mankind being too good for his own knowledge.
Yeah.
Amen. And don't realize what's going on. And God said, you know, we're going to confound their language because, hey, it's in their heart and there's nothing to be impossible to.
Yeah.
What's the point? Well, the point is man is not God, never will be God.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Man's trying to act like God, trying to create different things.
Yeah.
Amen. They still have to use, they're still written from God, so to speak. Amen. They're still using God's cellular structure. They're still using God's things that He's created to try to say they create life. Amen. But it all come from God in the first place.
Yes. Amen.
Right. What I'm trying to get across to you, amen, is Israel, we was talking about just a minute ago, as he read down there, as he wrote in Psalm 77 about the waters being afraid of God and trembling, amen, I begin to think about Israel. And that's been on my mind ever since I started reading this verse of Scripture about remembering. He said, I'll remember thy wonders of old. Amen, I begin to think about Israel, one of the greatest miracles, the greatest stories of the Bible is when God showed up for Israel, amen, when there was no way of escape. God made a way of escape.
That's right.
And then if He has to part the waters out there in the Red Sea, amen, to go on through on dry ground, amen, God will do that, amen.
That's right, brother. Amen.
Amen.
The Red Sea. Israelites had just got out of Egypt. The Pharaoh there didn't want no more to do with him because of the plagues that were unleashed on his nation.
Yeah.
And then out of the stubbornness and the hardness of his heart, he decided again to change his mind. He was never a stable man. Let's just put that to the test. He was never a stable man because he kept changing his mind all the time. I didn't know what to do. He wasn't a stable leader to that nation.
Yeah.
And he took most of the nation, amen, into all kinds of problems and all kinds of turmoil.
Yeah.
Amen. All kinds of plagues were unleashed because of his decisions, because of his actions. Hey, but Israel found themselves finally getting to leave that place.
Yeah.
And the devil over there named Pharaoh decided he didn't want to let go of them. Why? Because that was his labor force.
Yeah.
He had enslaved them to do all kinds of labor. Amen. We don't know how many people of the Israelite times may have even built pyramids. Don't know.
Bless you, Lord.
And the pyramids over there in Egypt may have been built by the very people of God.
Jesus.
I don't know how far they went back. But they got out of that place. God delivered them. We sung that song, and God delivers again.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. God delivered them out of the nation of Egypt. Amen. And as they went through the escape route to get away from Pharaoh, he began chasing them and hunting them down. Amen. Because once the devil gets word that you're a child of God, amen, he don't want to let you go. He'll come right after you.
Yeah,
amen. Try to destroy your family. Try to destroy your ministry. Amen. Trying to destroy everything you've got. That's what his job and his purpose is. He came to kill, to steal, and destroy, and that's what he'll do.
That's right.
That's what he knows how.
Yep.
Amen. And they got to that Red Sea. Amen. I'm talking about remembering tonight. They got to that Red Sea. Amen. And on one side, Pharaoh was coming after him. I believe they could see the cloud of smoke on the horizon where the chariots were marching onward to get them. And on the other side, a great sea. Amen. And I know what a sea looks like. We went and spent the weekend on sea. And there ain't nothing there but water and you. That's it.
Yeah.
Amen. You get stranded there. You're 100-something miles from land. Amen. You just better pray hard. They was looking at the sea.
Bless you.
I don't know how big the sea was. And I can just picture in my mind what I saw and just kind of relate to that. Yeah. Amen. That some of that sea, I forgot how deep it goes, but say just really deep in their emotions. Amen. And I don't know how deep the Red Sea was, but when they faced, amen, either the sea or Pharaoh, God loved his children so much, he said, I don't want them going back to Pharaoh. I'll make a way here if they can get out of that place.
Right.
That's how much he loved them. Yep. Still, they murmured and complained.
Yeah, right.
Even after he delivered them.
Yep.
Amen. And the whole nation, except for the children of Joshua and Caleb,
yep,
perished in the wilderness.
Yeah, right.
Because of their murmuring and complaining. And their seed went on to the promised land.
Yep.
But I'm telling you, when it will come to the time to be delivered, God told Moses, he said, they're murmuring and complaining. And God told Moses, he said, stretch forth thy hand.
Yeah.
Take the rod that's in thy hand and stretch it over the water.
Yeah, amen.
God's about to do something great.
Yeah, amen.
Man, you better believe it. It's something great. Amen. Moses stretched his rod out on the Red Sea. He told the people, fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Amen.
God will deliver you. You will hold your peace.
Yeah.
Amen. And when he stretched his hand out, the waters begin to go forth, a wall of water on either side.
Yeah.
If you could just picture that in your head.
Amen.
Amen. I believe all the good special effects movies in this world couldn't put a candle, amen, to what God really did. Amen.
That's right. Yeah. Amen.
The Red Sea parted. God's people moving forward.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. God was before them and he was behind them. He was a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire. Amen. But Pharaoh couldn't get to him. He was still on chasing him.
Right.
But God was setting up a trap. Right. Amen. And when the devil's hot on your heels, God is still in charge and he knows what's coming ahead. You just keep moving forward and God will take care of the hindquarters. Amen.
Yeah.
They went through on dry ground, and as soon as they turned around to view, Pharaoh and his army chasing them. God, amen, commanded the waters to shut up.
Yeah.
Amen, and the waters began to collapse. Amen, and roll over the men of Egypt.
Yeah.
And Pharaoh's army was crushed. Amen, and God delivered again.
Amen. That's right.
Praise the Lord.
And God commanded them. Later on, I believe it's in the book of Deuteronomy, to write those things down, to put them in the front of their mind and not forget those things and tell their children how God delivered them, how God met their needs. Amen. And I can go back further and further. Amen. The psalmist Asaph was talking about remembering the works of the Lord. Going back into his mind and remembering, amen, what the stories that had been told to him.
Amen.
Amen. Of God delivered from Egypt. Amen. And from the big Red Sea being parted.
Yeah.
Amen. People today forget about those things. They begin to think about all the big problems that's going on in the world today.
Right.
Amen. They begin to think about who's in charge and who's making the most death threats and it's the most biggest terrorist organization.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you what, those are the same people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. The Assyrians over there, the same ones. Amen. That Hezekiah prayed to God to, that they were threatening the Israelites and they were threatening them to become in bondage. Amen. And God slew 185,000 of them.
Right. That's right. Yep.
Assyria is not in charge. Amen. Al-Qaeda is not in charge. Amen. Their God are not in charge. Amen. Their God that they call Allah, he is not in charge.
Bless
and
you.
I don't care what nobody tells you, their God is not the same.
Yeah.
Amen. It's the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.
Yeah.
If their God was the same, why would he slay the people?
Right.
Amen. That the promise was given to.
That's right. Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
That's all they care about over there is whose religion is right. They go to their graves. Amen. They sacrifice their lives because they believe their religion is right.
Yeah.
Amen. They believe when they die, they'll get rewarded. Amen. With so many pure women when they get to heaven. Amen. They've just got all kinds of crazy religion, all kinds of crazy ideas going on. Amen. And they're not in charge. When it comes time for God to come back, He's going to straighten everything out.
Yeah.
Amen. But I tell you what, we need to hold fast to the word that we've learned from the very beginning. Paul told Timothy to hold fast to the form of sound doctrine.
Amen.
Amen. The things that you've learned, continue and hold fast to those things.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. I will remember.
Bless the Lord.
The works of the Lord. One more thing I thought about on the way up here, and I marked it shortly before we started our service. Even before Egypt had taken Israel bondage, before they faced the Red Sea, amen, it's amazing when you start diving into the Word of God just how much of this has worked out. How much God had thought ahead years in time. Amen. Remember, the Israelites were in bondage for 400 plus years in Egypt. 400 plus years before that, God had worked out a plan. And His name was Joseph. Amen. Joseph was sold into bondage to the Midianites, who eventually sold him over to the Egyptians.
Yeah.
Amen. To work over there. Amen. And for years, Joseph grew up in that kind of environment. Jacob had thought that his son Joseph had died because of his sons telling a lie that some kind of wild beast had destroyed him, all the while Joseph was living in Egypt.
Right.
Yeah, that's more.
We find that Joseph was falsely accused, ended up spending 2 years, I think it was, in prison.
Yeah.
While he was there was two men that was put in jail with him, a butler, a man and the cupbearer, I believe is who it was. I might have been wrong about that, but there was two men, I think it's who it was, the chief butler and the cupbearer. And they were in the dungeon with Joseph.
Yeah.
They began to have dreams, and their dreams troubled them, and they told them to Joseph. Joseph interpreted them correctly. Mm-hmm. One of them, amen, was hung on the gallows, and the other one, their stature, amen, was increased, and they got a promotion, so it was, amen, in the house of Pharaoh.
Yeah.
And it was 2 years before the man made that known to Pharaoh. He had agreed that if the dream proved correct, that he would mention that to Pharaoh, and that would have got Joseph out of jail sooner.
Yeah,
while Joseph spent his time in jail, he begins to grow in popularity with the jailer.
Mm-hmm.
God had all worked that out. It was amazing when you read about the account of Joseph in jail, how God had just took care of everything.
Yeah.
And the cupbearer, I think it was restored back to his position. And he began to realize that he had forgotten to mention this because all of a sudden Pharaoh had a dream.
Yeah.
Pharaoh dreamed of different kinds of corn and different kinds of cattle. And we know the story about that. And they were representing years of famine and years of plenty.
Right.
And they didn't know what it was at the time. But the cupbearer, I believe it was, he began to tell Pharaoh, he said, "I remember my thoughts this day. There's a young boy in the prison that's able to interpret dreams. He interpreted my dream, and it came to pass just like it happened."
Bless the Lord.
And because of that, Joseph was taken out of the prison, and Joseph warned them of famine and plenty, and began to warn them about these things, about Pharaoh dreaming this. And because of this, Joseph was restored to his previous state. There was nobody in Egypt that was more powerful except the Pharaoh other than Joseph.
Yeah,
right.
And because of this, the famine came. But while they was in the years of plenty, Joseph began to put back. And every time they had some grain or some corn or some crops, they would put back and put it in a storehouse. Amen. And when the years of famine finally came, we see that Joseph had word from the Lord, because he was able, people from every nation, every tongue, were coming to Egypt to be fed by the hand of Joseph that God had taken care of and put in this place of position. And I'm going to read what Joseph said about the whole thing. When his brothers finally came and was asking and was begging for a little bit of food for their family, Joseph knew all along that it was them. They didn't recognize him. Amen. But Joseph recognized them, and when he finally revealed himself to them, here's what he had to say in Genesis 45. Joseph said unto his brethren, "Come near me, I pray you." And they came near. He said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that you sold me hither. Listen to this. For God did send me before you to preserve life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Before it ever got bad, God sent a man before them to make sure that when it got bad, he could take care of it. For these 2 years hath famine been in the land, and there are yet 5 years in which there shall be neither earing nor harvest. Five more years of famine to come. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So no, it was not you that sent me hither, but God. He hath made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. I'm talking about remembering the works of God.
Yeah.
Before they even got to the Red Sea, amen, God sent a man named Joseph, amen, to preserve the lives of the sons of Jacob, the sons of Abraham and Isaac, amen, because he had established a covenant with Abraham, amen, to deliver them and to have many nations from the loins of Abraham.
Amen.
And if they'd have died there in that famine, that promise would have been broken.
Yeah.
God sent Joseph ahead. And God knew that 400, he told Abraham, 400 something years are going to be serving Egypt, but I'm going to bring them out.
Yeah.
Amen. 400 something years went by. Amen. The ears of God became hot with the cries of Israel. Amen. They finally got his attention. They finally decided to call back on the name of the Lord. And amen, that God had brought them out.
Yeah, bless the Lord.
And that's why God said you were to remember this. Because God put a lot of things in place.
Yeah.
Amen. He worked hard to make sure everything would work out.
Right.
That's back in the Old Testament. Hey, but I'm telling you what, there's something happened years after that. Amen, that was even greater. God sent a man named Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Amen, God in the flesh. He sent him before we ever came on the scene.
Yeah.
Amen, he sent him before us.
That's right.
So that he could preserve our life.
Amen.
Amen, and to be able to make a place that we could be able to feast eternally.
Right.
At the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Yeah.
That's what we were to remember.
Yeah.
Remember what God has done for us.
Yeah.
Amen. The world will try its best to get your attention on the world.
Yeah.
The media will try its best to get your attention. That's what gets them the money. That's what gets them the ratings.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's why we put our face in the Word.
Yeah.
The message that I heard about when we was coming all the way down here, his main point was to get your face in the Word.
Yeah.
Getting your eyes on the Word and listening to the Word.
That's
amen.
Right.
And God can take and use you for good. He can change your life. Amen.
That's right, brother.
What do we do with this?
Uh-huh.
Leave it on the pew Sunday to Sunday.
That's right, brother.
Never open its covers. Dust on the Bible.
Yeah.
Dust on the Holy Word.
Right.
The words of all the prophets and the sayings of our Lord.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen. This right here is what will take us to heaven.
That's right, brother.
This tells me and you of a man named Jesus, who, like Joseph, went years before me and you came on the scene.
Right.
Amen. And preserved life and made a way that we would escape eternal damnation in hell.
Amen.
And that's why I challenge each and every one of us today
bless
to remember.
Lord.
Amen. What we're serving.
Yeah.
Who died for us. We talk about every year Memorial Day, Veterans Day, about remembering those who served and keeping their memory alive, and that's good. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But what are we doing about God?
Right. Mm-hmm.
What are we doing about what God has done for us?
That's
we're
right.
About to come into Easter this next weekend.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, we need to do more than just once or twice a year remembering
right.
God.
Right.
He said it's, he's talking about taking the communion. Mm-hmm. Do it in remembrance of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That tells me that God expects us to do that from time to time.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
As often as you do this, in other words, it's implied there, I want you to do this in remembrance of me.
Right.
I'm going to ask everybody if they would stand. Believe I've cleared my heart. Maybe there's some things in your life that you forgot.
For.
God has brought you from. Things that are going on in your life or on the news. Go ahead and come and get us a song to listen. Has got your attention away from God. Amen. This man Asaph was troubled. He said in his heart,
bless him, Lord.
Is God forgot all his mercy? Is he completely forgot about me?
Bless him, Lord.
And it wasn't until he began to remember the works of the Lord that that his spirit changes. His talk, his whole way of thinking.
Yeah.
Right there, turn a 180.
Yeah.
And you can tell it's something that God is teaching there today. Psalm 77. I invite you, if you need a 180 degree change in your thinking, right here's the place to do it. And that altar's always open. We was at a church this morning. He said these altars are never closed. He said most churches have one altar. We got two. They have one on each side.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord for that. It's a place we can come and talk to the Lord.
Amen.
David sings a song and Bobby helps out. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Yeah.
Amen. The messenger said this morning, this evening as we was coming down here, the preacher, I believe it was the same one that's telling us this, who's saying you don't have to have big words and fancy words to talk to the Lord.
Amen.
You just talk to the Lord like you was talking to a friend.
Yeah, that's right.
God is a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
Amen.
So if you got a need tonight, as she plays softly, this altar's open.
Amen.
Just as I am, come to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that Jesus did all that he did.
Yeah.
For me. This verse in the Bible that said he went a little further.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus went the whole way. All the way to Calvary.
Amen.
Holding his cross. He fell and stumbled even once or twice, but he carried his cross all the way for me and you. The least we can do is go a little further for him.
Amen.
In this world, I know we get tired spiritually, our body gets tired, it affects our spirit, and vice versa. There's times in life when we got to have the discipline to say we're going to crucify that old flesh. We're going to lay aside that sin, Brother Jerry, you talked about, and every weight that's easily besetting us. Maybe now in your mind you're saying, well, everything's all right. I'm just tired. I'll talk to the Lord when I get home. You may not make it home, friend. Make it down here on the road and somebody have a car crash with you. We don't know. If you hear his voice today, harden not your heart. Come now and talk it on with the Lord. She plays one more verse.